朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
那我很高兴今天晚上弟兄姊妹都能够来到神的家中啊，因为我觉得实在是一个很关键的时候。
But I'm very happy to see you here tonight because this is a very critical time of our church.
那我是不会说那个该来的没有来哈。
I wouldn't say that those who should be here are not here.
免得你们误会，以为你们是不该来的。
Or else you might misunderstand, thinking you shouldn't be here.
但是我还是真的巴不得有更多的弟兄姊妹，我们在岁末的时候能够在主面前经过。
But I still feel that I still hope more brothers and sisters will come before the Lord during the year end.
你看我付了这么大，也不是付代价，我是说我这样子这么高兴的留下来。
See, I feel it's my pleasure to stay.
结果我刚刚被赵家 hurt 一下。
But then I was hurt by Brother Francis.
因为我今年在澳洲的时候，有人说这个于牧师讲到虽然不属灵，但是很实际。
Because this year, while I was in Australia, someone says even though Pastor Yu's messages are not very spiritual but very practical.
因为我知道他刚觉志，所以我知道他为什么讲这句话，所以我原谅他了。
I know this brother, that brother was newly saved, so I know where he came from, so I forgave him.
刚刚赵家站在这里，这么喜乐又唱又摇的啊。
But then our brother Francis was very joyful just now and singing happily.
那我是离他最近的一个人。
And I was sitting right in front of him.
然后他居然当着我的面说，请年轻的弟兄姊妹五十岁以下的唱。
But then he said that right in front of my face. Says, okay, now young brothers and sisters sing those who are under 50.
虽然我过了五十岁，但是我从来不觉得我不是年轻人。
Yeah, even though I'm over 50, but I don't feel that I'm old.
所以我趁他转过去的时候，我还是唱了一句了。
So I still sing anyways while he turned around.
弟兄姊妹，我们永远在主面前年轻哈！你看那个徐伯伯多年轻啊
！We're forever young in the Lord. Look at Pastor Xu, he's so young.
正好是加勒的年龄哈。
He's at the age of Caleb.
哦，这个加勒是87哈。这个我们从前如何，那时力量如何，如今还是要如何。
My strength is just as the strength of old time.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，主耶稣这么爱我们，给我们预备的这么丰富的产业。
The Lord loves us so much that He gave us such abundant inheritance.
在基督里面，永远要存着一个年轻的心，我们要竭力得着主。
We should always keep a young heart in the Lord and pursue the Lord.
什么时候我们老旧了
？Whenever we are getting old,
we fail. 我们就停顿了。
Or we stop.
你千万不要以为你才十岁，你跟老没关系。很多人连十岁就老了。
Don't ever think you're only 10 years old. You have nothing to do with being old age. Actually, a lot of people age when they're 10.
希望主耶稣吸引我们。
May the Lord draw us closer.
我昨天晚上讲的居然讲了一个半小时，我在想今天晚上大概不会有年轻孩子，没想到你们还来了，感谢主。
I'm very surprised and happy to see young people still sitting here because last night my message lasted for an hour and a half.
因为在特会以前，我自己跟练慈姊妹交通，我说其实我里面的负担是希望能够讲得深一点。
Before the conference, I shared with my wife, Sister Nancy, that my burden is actually to speak about the message with even go deeper.
但是晚上是唯一的一场 combine 中英文合在一起，好，我们跟真正的年轻人在一起哈。
But then, and the evening meetings are the only times that we're actually together with the young people.
So 我就常一直为他们祷告，我说主啊，希望我们的信息年轻人不要以为跟他们没有关系。
Therefore, I keep praying before the Lord.I hope that young people will not feel the message has nothing to do with them.
结果我看到一个小故事，对我产生一个很大的鼓舞。
Then I read a story that really encouraged me.
你知道这个以萨牛顿是这么有名的大科学家，聪明的不得了啊。
You know that Isaac Newton is such a great scientist. He was very smart.
啊，我听说他在读书的时候，常常被他养的两只猫打扰。
And I heard while he was studying, he often was bothered or interrupted by the two cats he had.
一只是大猫，一只是小猫。
One of the cats big, and then the other one smaller.
小 kitty 啊，所以他
so like a kitty.
所以他后来他脑筋突然想到一个很好的方法。
And all of a sudden, he thought a good idea.
他就在他的门上呢找了一个大的是给猫啊，找了一个小的是给小猫。
So he He dig two holes on his door, one the big one for the big cat, and then a small one for the little kitty.
所以他就在那里等着，享受他这个智慧的结果哈，看猫怎么样进来。
He waited. He wanted to see how the cats would enter into the room.
然后以后他再也不用去开门了。
Then he never had to open the door anymore.
我以前有个同学，他是他家养的鸡，每天逛完街回来会敲门的。
I have a classmate. He says the chickens in his household knows how to knock on the door after.
后来有一天他妈把那个鸡杀了以后他这一辈子再也不吃鸡的真的我那个同学一辈子不吃鸡啊
After his mother killed the chicken he never ate chicken anymore
因为每天到了傍晚那个鸡就会敲门他就去开门那个鸡回家的
Because he was used to opening the doors for the chicken and that was his
habit Anyway 牛顿凿了两个洞以后他就在那里看
Anyways Isaac Newton he dug two holes on his door and he waited there to watch
你们都知道哈大猫小猫都从大洞进来啊
And both cats came in from that big hole.
所以他那个小洞白找的了。
So he dug the small hole in vain.
那个声音够大吗？听得到哈。
Can you hear?
所以只要洞够大。
So as long as the hole is big enough.
能够让最大的进来，小的都可以进来了。
So if the biggest one can come in, anyone can come in.
那对我的挑战，我好几这么十几年来过去，你们都知道那个汪波波在的时候。我的对象是从八岁到九十五岁的弟兄姊妹哈。
And then, you know about my challenge of being a preacher, I have to speak to an audience from the age of 9 to age of 90.
他那时候九十多岁了。
Or over 90.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个挑战。
So this is a challenge for me.
可是当我们传信息、传耶稣基督的时候
，But whenever we preach about Jesus Christ,
基督能够满足我们每一个人的需要的。
Jesus Christ can satisfy all of our needs.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们这一次大会的题目叫做“同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄们”。
And the theme of the conference is holy brothers, partakers of the heavenly.
对，我今天晚上讲的这两种重要的身份啊。
And then last night I talked about the two positions and roles we have.
一个讲到 holy brothers.
One is that we are the holy brothers.
这是重在我们的生命。
And that emphasizes on our life.
圣洁讲到生命的本质。
Holiness refers to the nature of our life.
弟兄讲到生命的关系。
We are called brothers and that refers to our
relationship.
The author of the book of Hebrews call us holy brothers.
另外一方面呢
On the other hand,
他称我们 partakers of the heavenly calling.
He calls us the partakers of the heavenly calling.
属天的呼召受到我们身上的使命和托付
The heavenly calling refers to our heavenly commission.
Partakers, 同伴
And we are partakers because we are companions.
受到我们在这个使命上面我们的关系啊
And that is the relationship that we have.With regard to the commission.
我们从希伯来书，我们看见整本书告诉我们，神有一个伟大的计划。
The entire book of Hebrews tells us that God has a great eternal purpose.
要借着他的儿子。
Through His Son.
来召我们从世界出来。
He's calling us out of the world.
要改变我们生命。
And He will transform our life.
那使人成圣的和得以成圣的都出于一啊。
The ones that sanctify and the ones that are sanctified all come from one.
让我们成为圣洁。
And that we become holy.
然后他要率领众子进入荣耀里去。
Then He will lead many sons into glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是神伟大的计划。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is God's great plan.
为了这一个计划，昨天晚上我们说到希伯来书第二章特别讲到耶稣的两重身份啊。
And then the book of Hebrews chapter 2 talks about the two roles of Jesus.
一个讲到什么？
One is
救恩的元帅 the captain of salvation.
He's the captain of our salvation.
他带领我们进荣耀的那一位啊。
And he's the one that leads us into glory.
而且他是第一位带着人性已经进去了。
And he's the first one that ever went into glory.
换句话说，这件事情是绝对可行的。
On the other, that means this thing can be fulfilled.
因为他已经成功了。
Because it has been accomplished already.
原谅我用一个很没有够资格的比喻来比喻，就像人类。踏上了月球以后，我们知道登陆月球是可能的。
Just like ever since the first man ever landed on the moon, then we know it is possible for any human to land on the moon.
那是从前历史历代的人绝对不敢想象的。
And that is something not imaginable to people of all ages.
当阿姆斯壮把脚踏在地球上的时候，我们知道人类可以上月球。
When Armstrong put his foot on the moon, then we know it is possible for a human being to land on the moon.
所以他能够说，虽然是一小步，却是一大步，对不对？
Therefore, that's why he says, even though this is a small step, it is a big step.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们主耶稣带着人性已经出现在宝座面前了，哈利路亚。
And our our Lord Jesus Christ has already appeared before the throne with a human nature.
他已经为我们开了一条又新又活的道路，直达幔内，一直通到至圣所了。
He has opened up for us a new and living way, all the way to the throne.
哎呀，想到就兴奋的，我们跟着他往前去啊。
Therefore, we just need to follow him.
这希伯来作者说要 fix your thoughts.On Jesus, 要思想耶稣。
Therefore, the author of the book of Hebrews says you have to fix your thoughts on Jesus.
他是我们的 apostle, 他是我们的 captain.
He's our apostle and a captain.
另外一方面，他是我们慈悲忠信的大祭司。
And he's also our merciful and faithful high priest.
他能够体恤我们的软弱。
He can understand our weaknesses.
他知道我们在败坏里面。
He knows that we live in corruption.
他知道我们在罪孽里面生出来的人。
He knows that we were born in sin.
他为我们死。
And he died for us.
他也为我们活。
And he lives for us.
他也为我们祈求。
And he's interceding for us.
他也能够体恤他的弟兄，能够救拔他的弟兄。
And he can identify with his brothers, and he's able to rescue his brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以作者劝我们要来思想耶稣 ，fix our thoughts on Jesus.
So the author urges us to fix our thoughts on Jesus.
想到耶稣，我们心里面就是从灰心里面又得到了盼望。
Whenever we think of Jesus, we can receive hope.Out of despair.
我们从自己的失败、仇敌的控告里面，我们又可以再抬起头来。
We can once again lift up our heads from the accusation of our failures.
我会失败，主永远不失败。
Yes, I may fail, but our Lord will never fail.
我会失信，神永远可信。
Yes, I can disown ourselves, but the Lord will never disown himself.
弟兄姊妹，所以要来思想基督啊。
Therefore, fix our eyes on Jesus.
昨天晚上我们讲到圣洁，不光是神的要求，也是神的应许。
And holiness is not only God's command, but it's also God's promise. 所以利未
记十一章四十四节，主说你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华是圣洁的。
Leviticus 11:44 says.You have to be holy because I'm the Lord your God and I am holy.
而且人若非圣洁不能够见神，所以这是神的要求。
Without holiness, it is impossible to see the Lord. That is His command and requirement.
昨天晚上有一节圣经我没有念哈，利未记二十章第八节讲到我耶和华是叫你们成圣的啊。
And Leviticus chapter 20 verse 8 says.I'm the Lord that who sanctifies you.
所以他不光是要求，他也是应许。
Not only that he demands it, but he also promises.
我是叫你们成圣的耶和华。
I'm the one, the Lord who sanctifies you.
你我都不可能成圣的。
It is impossible for you and I to become sanctified.
借着他的儿子。
But through his son.
借着他们在我们身上的工作。
Through the work on his work on us.
我们才可能有份于他的圣洁。
That we can become partakers of his holiness.
所以昨天晚上我们也特别提到要献上。让自己当作活祭，这是过分别为圣生活的根基。
And last night we mentioned that to offer our bodies a living sacrifices, and that is the foundation of living a holy life.
有没有任何弟兄姊妹，今天你在用你的眼睛、鼻子、耳朵、嘴巴、手脚这些肢体的时候，你有觉得是从主那里拿来用的？
Does any one of us feel today, whenever we use our eyes or mouth or use our ears?We feel that we're actually using, we're borrowing from the Lord.
还是觉得有在觉得说我是在为主用，因为我已经奉献给他了。
Or that I'm using it for the Lord because I have offered them to the Lord already.
所以昨天晚上我们说要像约伯一样跟眼睛立约啊，这是神的眼睛，不乱看东西的。
And last night we said that we should have covenant with our eyes. Those eyes belong to the Lord, so we shouldn't use them for vain purposes.
昨天晚上很感动 ，Brian 上来做见证。
I was very touched by Brian's testimony last night.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不是每一个人能够像我所劝告的那个弟兄，把电脑卖掉或者把网络 service stop,
if we cannot do what I advise the brothers to do, to sell your computer or get offline,
你至少在你的生活里面一定要有防线的。
But at least you have to set a boundary line in your life.
例如说，只有你alone的时候，决定不单独上电脑。如果你有这个问题
，For example, if you have such problem.Then don't ever get online when you are alone.
你的电脑永远是向着外面的人，而不是隐藏别人看不到的。
Or set your computer screen toward a hallway or some open space.
弟兄姊妹，我们要跟神立约，这些是属神的，我们不再让他随便犯罪。
We have to have covenant with the Lord. Those organs belong to the Lord. We shouldn't use them for sin.
我们嘴巴不再讲骂人的话，嘴巴不再讲谎言，嘴巴不再讲批评论断的话。不再讲不造就人的话。
We will not use our mouth for slandering or for judgment or anything that's not edifying.
一讲到一半，哦，想起来，糟糕，这是主的嘴巴，我不能乱用的。
If in the middle of doing so, we realize that we should stop it and thinking this mouth belongs to the Lord, I shouldn't use it in vain.
哦，今天晚上跟一个姊妹 这个等于练慈姊妹帮我跟他要了一碗汤来哈，那他已经拿到手上，这是最后一碗。
a sister was having the last bowl of soup.
因为我感冒了，他打电话说红姐过来过来，有热汤，赶快过来。结果我过来的时候已经没有了。
Sister Nancy called me to come to get some soup. When I got here, the soup was gone already.
结果我们 Karen 姊妹很可怜，她端到最后一碗。
And Sister Karen got the last bowl.
所以后来她捐出来的时候就说，希望我将来CTC 改考卷的时候要纪念他这碗汤。
And then she gave me the last bowl of soup, but she says, in the future when I grade her paper in CTC Training Center, please remember her kindness.
我会纪念这碗汤，可是我的手不会软的。
Yes, I will remember your kindness, but I will still be fair.
弟兄姊妹，这个是他的，我拿过来我就觉得，哎呀，真的很亏欠他，又很谢谢他。
So this bowl of soup belonged to her, so it belonged to her. When I got it, I was very thankful.
这个你的我的我们分得很清楚，有借有还，再借不难，对不对？
So it's very clear who what belongs to whom.
那我们既然说我的嘴巴我的眼睛我的耳朵主啊全属你 surrender or all surrender, 弟兄姊妹我们不能随便拿回来用的。
So if we say that I have surrendered all to the Lord, my eyes and my mouth, my ears, then we cannot just use it freely and in vain.
耳朵也一样。
The same with our ears.
不要随便听不该听的。
Don't listen to the things you're not supposed to.
年轻人尤其不要随便听音乐。好，我昨天晚上忘了讲这件事情。
Especially young people, don't listen to any music.
你不知道鬼魔用多少的方法借着音乐来洗脑我们。
Because the devil is using music to brainwash young people.
改变我们的价值观念。
Will change our
values. 影响我们的心情。
Our value system and change our mood.
我们听过多少的 study 告诉我们那种重音乐到最后。你的身心灵都被它破坏了。
We have many research studies show that the heavy metal music actually can destroy our health.
最直接的影响你变笨了，知道吗？
And also it will decrease your intelligence.
然后你就变得很容易暴躁、愤怒。
And you become very irritable.
很容易悲观，很容易消极，这都是他们 study 出来的。
And become pessimistic and sad.
亲爱的孩子们啊，大人们，我们的眼睛，我们的耳朵，我们所看的，所听的，所说的，所想的，我们都需要主来洁净呢。
Dear brothers and sisters and children, we all need the Lord's cleansing power to cleanse whatever we hear or we see.
圣经上讲圣洁不是来压人，不是来叫人害怕的。
The holiness from God is not to suppress us or to scare us.
神的儿子来不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
The Son of Man did not come to condemn, but so that the world can be saved by him.
在圣洁的神、圣洁的要求下，我们降卑下来。
That we will humble ourselves before the requirement of holiness.
我们接受他的拯救。
And we accept his salvation.
我们接受他的帮助。
And we accept his help.
我们才可能从这一切的网罗和痛苦的生活里面释放出来啊。
And we can be free from all the pain and bondage.
好，所以我昨天晚上讲到分别为圣的三件事，我讲下去了哈，考大家一下就好了。
So I will continue with the living a life of sanctification.
昨天晚上没有写笔记的人，我考你们哈，你们回答。第一是什么？
So I give you a quiz. What are the three secret things?
哇，这么多人没写笔记啊！
Sanctified life.
不给魔鬼留地步。
First, do not leave any foothold for the enemy.
不叫圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
越绝对越有福啊，弟兄姊妹。
The more absolute we are, the more blessed we will be.
你对你的癌症 mercy 就是对你自己残忍。
If you are merciful to the cancer cells, then you are actually being cruel to yourself.
你说我舍不得割它，留下一点没关系。
So, oh, I don't want to get rid of all of them. I'll just leave some.
你的结局就是注定你被它摧残。
Then your destiny will be a destruction.
决定彻底啊，弟兄姊妹。
So, we have to do it with absolute.
年轻孩子们，大人们，不管弟兄，不管姊妹，彻底啊。
Be absolute, no mercy.
一点都不留啊。
Do not leave any.
你我都知道我们生命的破口是什么，不要再包容它。
We all know what our weaknesses are. Don't compromise anymore.
不然走出这个门，你我还是一样的生活。
Otherwise, when we walk out of this room, we still remain the same.
猪洗干净的又回到猪圈去的。
After you clean the pig, it goes back to the mud and still becomes dirty.
绝对。
We have to be absolute.
大麻风太容易复发了。
leprosies are easy to recur.
要彻彻底底，不要以为两三天得胜，你就永远得胜。No.
We have to be healed completely. Don't think a temporary victory is permanent.
你去读旧约的历史上，这些周围的仇敌一直 come back 的。
If you read the history in the Old Testament, you see that the enemies keeps on coming back.
这次打不过你，下次来，下次不行，再下次来。
If they get defeated, they will still come back again.
参孙就在大力拉的手上一次两次三次到最后他所有的能力离开他
After once, twice or three times finally Samson was defeated
主耶稣讲的比喻雨淋水冲风吹撞着那个房子房子就倒塌了、
The Lord Jesus says、The house will be beaten up by the wind, the flood and the rain
这三个形容词都是 continuously 它不停的
all
它一直的
all these three things will come back continuously
雨哗哗下
the rain will continue to fall
风持续的吹、啊、
and wind continue to blow
水持续的冲、啊、
the flood will continue to come
圣经上说它撞着那个房子、啊、
and they will beat up the house
房子倒了而且倒塌的很大
finally the house will collapse
弟兄姊妹我们都要小心
we have to be careful
今天站得住不能保证我们明天站得住
if we can stand firm today it does not guarantee that we will stand tomorrow
今天跌倒并不代表你明天不能站起来
and if you fall today it doesn't mean that you will not stand up tomorrow
关键都在于我们跟神之间的关系对不对弟兄姊妹
the key is whether we have a good relationship with the Lord
所以我们求神帮助我们哈
may the Lord help us
而且第三件事情是什么
what's the third thing
哦、我怎么一下跳到第对不起、
okay.
你们 pass the test 第二件事情是什么
What's the second one?
要行在光中
To walk in the light、
啊、你、汪佩珍姊妹教导过说要什么活在今天的亮光中
Sister Wen taught used to teach that you have to live in the light
老约翰告诉我们 要什么顺服恩膏的教训
and Apostle John says we have to obey the anointing
在旧约里面三种人物会被恩膏、
In the Old Testament three type of people will be anointed
君王祭司和先知都是被神膏了以后就分别为圣
Kings, priestsKings, priests, and prophets. Because God will give them special commission.
弟兄姊妹，当我以前有一次讲到恩膏的教训的时候，我想到这个，我里面就非常荣耀。
One time when I was teaching about the teaching of the anointed, when I think about this, I was filled with glory.
千万不要小看恩膏小小的教训。
Do not despise the little teachings of the anointed.
圣膏油在这里膏我们，是在分别我们 ，set us apart.
The holy oil is anointing us to set us apart.
他要把尊荣尊贵加在我们身上。
Because he wants to bestow on us glory and honor.
所以每一次当恩膏教训我们弟兄姊妹，这是荣耀的事情。我们被神分出来了。
Whenever we receive teachings of the anointing, we are being blessed. We are being set apart.
昨天晚上我们说，主耶稣说，我就是世界的光。凡跟从我的，不在黑暗里行，必要得到生命的光。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus says.I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will receive the light of life.
讲到这个光是一直往前的。
And this light keeps on moving forward.
讲到这个光是活的，是生命，它是生命的光。
The light is alive. It's a living person. It's the light of life.
越顺从它，越得生命。
The more we obey, the more life we will receive.
而第三个，这个光是一个 living person， 是讲到耶稣基督是主自己。
And this light is a living person. It's the Lord Jesus Himself.
所以我们跟随主顺服主这是一件太荣耀的事情
So it is a glorious thing for us to follow the Lord
好现在第三个
Okay, now the third one
活在身体的保护活在同伴的扶持和勉励中、啊、
To live under the protection of the body and the support and encouragement of the companions
我儿子很小的时候我就用这个我很小的时候在台湾读的小学的故事书那个教科书上的故事那个老爸爸拿了好几根筷子叫他们折折不断
I used to teach my son the story I learned when I was a little child in Taiwan that the old father would ask the sons to break the chopsticks
虽然我们家只有两个儿子哈，但是至少教会有这么多嘛。
Even though I only have two sons, but we have many brothers and sisters at church.
一根筷子，我们在座所有人都可以折得断。
Any one of us can break one chopstick.
十根筷子已经没有几个人可以折断。
But not many can break ten.
这就是身体的保护。
And that is the protection of the body.
而同伴的扶持就像炭火一样。
And support of the companions is just like a heap of coal.
要逃避少年人的私欲。和清心祷告主的人一同来追求这些良善的事。
So Paul says, flee the youthful lust and pursue the good things with those who pursue the Lord with a pure heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们在主面前圣洁的弟兄。
And these are the holy brothers in the Lord.
我们都是 brothers.
We're all brothers.
弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
在这个生命的里面，我们成为弟兄。
In this life, we become brothers.
比地上的弟兄姊妹的关系还要长久，知道吗？
It's even more lasting and eternal than our natural brothers.
你看到这些孩子们去读大学啊？
Like the young people when they go to college.
他们碰到放假怎么样？回家。
On vacations they come home.
因为这个家的关系比学校同学的关系更长久，更真实。
Because the relationship with their home is more lasting than their relationship with their classmates.
但是弟兄姊妹，你们不要误会哈，我们地上的家跟永世里面的这个家的关系又是不能比的了。
And then the relationship we have in our natural family cannot even compare.With the eternal family we have.
在主里面的这个关系是更深更永恒的、啊、
Our relationships in the Lord is even deeper and more lasting.
那地上的关系今生结束的时候就结束了。
Our worldly relationships will end when our life ends here.
我们就进到那永远里面在基督里面弟兄姊妹的关系了。
And then we enter into the brothers and sisters relationship in the Lord.
所以我小儿子受浸回到家我一开门他就说于弟兄你回来了。Aaron 受浸的时候。
When my son Aaron got baptized, and then I went home, and he said, Oh, brother, you're home.
我说你永远都要叫我爸爸的。
But then I corrected him and said, You should always call me daddy.
但是他也对，对不对？我们是弟兄姊妹啊。
But yes, he was correct. We are brothers.
那弟兄姊妹，我们这是第一层的关系，在基督里面 ，we are holy brothers.
Therefore, we are holy brothers in Christ.
今天晚上我们要往前讲，讲到 particle of heavenly calling.
Today we want to move forward one step.That's about the particular of heavenly holy calling. Not only that, the Lord gives us a holy life.
神不仅仅把那个家的关系、血缘的关系、生命的关系赐给我们。
Not only that, He has given us a blood relationship is the Lord, a family relationship.
他不以称他们为弟兄为可耻的。
He's not ashamed to call them
brothers. 我们是他的 brother.
We are His brothers.
弟兄姊妹，太喜乐了啊
！How joyful that is!
那今天晚上我们讲属天。
Tonight we talk about being heavenly.
我们蒙召要成为属天。
We are called to be heavenly.
因为在我们身上，神把一个属天的召赐给我们。
Because God has given us a heavenly calling.
那我们昨天讲到，神要率领众子，叫他儿子率领众子进荣耀里去。
And the Lord is leading many sons into glory.
弟兄姊妹，在这一句话这里面包括了三件事情。
Three things are contained in the statement.
第一件事情。
First.
信子必须是荣耀才可能进入荣耀。
Then it has to be a glorious nature in order to enter into glory.
我们不要听完这两天道知道神的旨意是要率领众子进荣耀去哎呀我们就觉得啊我都懂了。
Don't just think,、oh, okay, now the Lord is leading many sons to glory, now I understand it.
弟兄姊妹啊这是神一生在我们身上要工作的刚才唱的诗歌主荣上加荣在改变我。
This is the Lord's work on us for a lifetime. The Lord's transforming us.
我们的生命，我们的生活，我们的所有的言行必须被主改变的。
The Lord has to transform our life, our living, and everything about us.
我们才可能进到荣耀里去。
Then we can enter into glory.
不然你说我们这副样子怎么进荣耀啊？
Then how else can we enter glory like this?
我没有征得我儿子许可，我讲他一个。对哈，这个没有关系哈。
I will tell you about the story of my son. I just got his permission.
两个多礼拜前，他去参加他 cousin 的婚礼啊。
Two weeks ago, he went to his cousin's wedding.
他从 Irvine 赶到这个Roland Heights 跟我们会合。
And then he drove from Irvine to Roland Heights to meet us.
因为那是他学校最后一天，所以他又收行李，又整理东西，然后哇就冲来了。
That was his last day of school, so he had to pack up before he came.
他带着他弟弟从那边赶到 Roland Heights 来参加婚礼。
And he drove his younger brother to Roland Heights to attend the wedding.
他上面穿着 tuxedo 那个燕尾服，哇，好帅。
So he was wearing a tuxedo on the top.
结果他老兄忘了穿皮鞋。
But he forgot to wear the shoes.
穿了一双高高的球鞋，上面是燕尾服，底下是球鞋。
So he was wearing tuxedo with sneakers.
啊，他就觉得很不好意思，可是已经来不及回去了。
So he was very embarrassed, but it's too late to go back.
你们知道中国有一句话，这个虎护虎子，听过哈？
But you all know that like father, like son.
因为我有一次去加拿大讲到两只鞋穿反，不是穿不一样，跑去加拿大讲到。
Because I did the same thing before. When I went to Canada to lead a conference one time, my two shoes were different.
这个一路 ，You never heard that, huh? Don't care. 所以还好有一个弟兄很kind让我换了鞋，不然我那几天讲到都会自觉。
And it was very fortunate that a brother was very kind. He lent me a pair of shoes.
我根本不可能走出来的，因为我怕人家看我两个鞋。
Otherwise, I would be very self-conscious. I wouldn't step out of my podium.
那天他在婚礼上浑身不自在，他就脚放这样子放那里。我说你没关系啦，出去了。
So that day, my son act very unnaturally because of his shoes.
弟兄姊妹，我们这副样子进荣耀里去，我跟你说，那是一个最大的折磨，你知道吗
？You know, if we just enter into glory like this, it would be a great torture for us.
如果主不改变我们，让我们像他的儿子。
If the Lord doesn't change us so that we become like His Son,
那我们根本不可能进荣耀。
It's impossible for us to enter.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要主耶稣来改变我们。
We need the Lord to change us.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将。活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。